Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. And again, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. Now, there's a fellow named Marcel Stribic. And Marcel is running here for Ohio News. He's running for Secretary of State. Now, his number one issue there, besides the pro-life issue, is election fraud. You know, he is totally against election fraud. Boy, do we have a lot of that. He wants integrity. Don't we all? Don't we want to go back to paper ballots and hand counted? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really good in the days when you could trust. There's always been some, but not like what they did. And now there are a number of Democrats actually admitting, yes, you know, our party, we have a lot of fraud. That's the only way we can win elections now. But anyhow, so Marcel Stribic is running for Secretary of State, and he's coming out tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, they're going to be at the Ohio Freedom Fighters at 7 p.m., at 7291 Stone Road in Medina. And so, again, that's tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Ohio Freedom Fighters, 7291. There is RSVP not required. Just show up out there and come out and listen to what he has to say. Because we need boldness. Now, this fella is bold. I've had him on the program here, and he's bold. He's in the mold of President Trump, and that's what we need. We need bold and brave people, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Got to tell you a couple other things really quickly. This coming Monday, Memorial Day, and there in Northeast Ohio, in Newberry, there's going to be at the Veterans Park, the Memorial Day service. There's going to be a Memorial Day service, and that's right at the corner of Route 87 and Auburn Road, right at the corner of Route 87 and Auburn Road. At 12 noon, that's Monday, and I will be speaking there. So come on out. I would love to meet you if I haven't met you. Come on out. I'd love to meet you and join me. And then you have that is going to be headed up by Ken Hunter, and he is the commander of the Newberry American Legion. They are sponsoring the Memorial Day, so come on out and say hi. Also, you have Wendy Wilson's got a 20% off all orders of $75 more from now through Memorial Day. So, and that is at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. So join us. Okay. All right. We have Edna in Massachusetts. Match me. Thank you, Edna.
Okay. All right.
And God bless all you folks out there tonight.
Massachusetts, coming in.
Thank you, Edna. Yeah. Can we get a couple more to match Edna and I? That would be just wonderful. We really could use that tonight.
And the so, Lord hath need.
Amen. Yeah. We do. And so, again, those numbers are 888-281-1110. We've been telling you for a while, like all of the things that we are telling you, and that's why we're out here. One thing, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should. It doesn't cost you anything. And we send you articles and things. A lot of times, you'll be telling your family or friends, say, do you know what's going on? And they'll look at you, no, I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. You say, I'm telling you. And again, in these articles, you'll have the information and you have the documentation right there in your hand. Mm-hmm. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, we've really got a lot of feedback over the years with, things, stories that we broke about, say, the Clinton crime cartel. And then, and when we sent out the newsletters, there were people that doubted. And then they would call back and say, well, you were right. I was wrong. I want to apologize. So, folks, you need to get the newsletter. It's the proof. You have the evidence. It's right there. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, I praise the good Lord that, when we sent out that information on the COVID, if just one person had not taken that COVID and not died from it, but we had letters and letters from people who thanked us because they were going to get the COVID shot. And you know, over 20 million people have died from that shot. Over 20 million have died. Okay, and I'm not talking about just in America. I'm talking about worldwide, over 20 million. That was the last count, and that count was over a year ago. So it could be a whole lot more by now. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to... Now, we talked about Satanism within the Democratic Party. Let's go, because here, Hakeem Jeffries... He's been one of the number one attenders of Diddy's freak shows. And
oh boy.
Not just him. You've had a lot of people out there. Al Sharpton was one. Bill and Hillary have been known to be there. Obama has been known to be a part of all this. So all of these people, take it away.
This is reported by Joe S. Pure, an extremely reputable journalist that's been giving us the goods on the Diddy trial. And here's what it says. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries linked to Sean Diddy Combs freak-off party by Jonathan Gregory. So Joe Pure shares it. Jonathan Gregory giving us the goods on a daily basis. Another woman named Tisa Tails, she's on YouTube. She's right there at the hearing coming out and sharing this. And she told us the same exact thing about Diddy. Washington, D.C., in a bizarre twist emerging from the federal investigation into illicit Hollywood gatherings, music mogul Sean Diddy Combs divulged shocking details about late night affairs attended by Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. And this is all allegedly, even though it came out of Diddy's mouth in court, reported by Jonathan, but allegedly. Minority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives. According to testimony, Jeffries was a recurring guest of honor at covert Communist Party freak-offs themed around exaggerated communist nostalgia. These over-the-top events featured actors dressed as historical revolutionaries and an unsettling array of symbolic rituals. Sources familiar with the investigation say the parties began with theatrical and controversial acts, including staged flag-burning performances meant to lampoon Cold War hysteria. Diddy claimed Jeffries often insisted on the presence of young Hispanic male performers costumed as flamboyant versions of Fidel Castro, complete with glitter-colored fatigues and choreographed cigar routines. The supposed purpose? Political catharsis masked as performance art, though critics argue it crossed every imaginable line. So we're going to pause right there. Imagine this. Now, we already say the Democrat Party or the Socialist Communist Party, but the fact that they're throwing communist-themed freak-offs with Diddy, with young Hispanic males themed as being Fidel Castro or Che Guevara doing cigar routines is nuts. And so these facts, these folks being socialists isn't just an ideology. They even party in the way of it. They even honor it. And specifically, okay, an especially wild account describes a weekend-long escapade where Jeffries partied for 72 hours straight, 3 days, demanding increasingly elaborate pageantry. Over 40 impersonators rotated through the night as mock military parades turned into intimate dance battles. It was like Hamilton meets Fear and Loathing in Havana. One unnamed performer said, despite the absurdity, investigators are looking into whether any laws were broken or if it was simply art pushed to its most chaotic edge. Jeffries' office has firmly denied all claims, dismissing them as weaponized fiction. Yet, with Diddy Combs agreeing to a deposition and whispers of video evidence surfacing, the line between satire and scandal grows thinner by the day. As Capitol Hill embraces for impact, the public is left to wonder how much of the Communist Party freak-off was a show and how much of it was real. That's reported by Newsmax. So y'all, oh my God, Hakeem Jeffries prefers young Hispanic males pretending to be Che Guevara or Fidel Castro or some other communist revolutionary. Pay attention to something else, because Hillary Clinton, when her emails were leaked, you know, Pizzagate came out, and that's where Pizzagate was alleged, where they had code words for children, maybe cheese pizza, pepperoni pizza, hot dog or whatnot, alleging that people speak in code when describing what type of child preference they have. Well, when the emails were linked, when they were leaked, John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton campaign manager, there were emails between them where they were saying, hey, can't wait for us to do this party and bring the cheese pizza, or the fact that Barack Obama had ordered $65,000 worth of cheese pizza and hot dogs to the White House, but there was no kids there. alleged. The John Podesta emails are not alleged. They had been hacked and have been leaked. And if you pay attention to them, WikiLeaks put them out. And that's why they wanted that guy gone. Because when these came out, John Podesta is known for having these weird paintings of like new children with heads taken off the bodies and weird stuff where children are in these painful positions. And he's got them all over his house and his office. Then the Pizzagate thing. Now, the queen of all of this is Marina Abramovich, the lady you see here on the screen with Lady Gaga. And I don't care what Democrat politician it is or one of these entertainers in Hollywood. They all are linked to this woman. Now, Jay-Z even shot a video in an art museum with this woman where they're holding foreheads together and doing this stuff. Now, I got to ask you, what in the world would Jay-Z have in common with this woman, Marina Abramovich? Okay, now, so you got to dig into this. And I'm going to play a little brief clip, a little brief piece of this for you, not long, to kind of let you know who she is. And all of this is linked with these Democrats and everything they got going on. So now Akeem Dreppy's being exposed, allegedly at Diddy freak-off parties, celebrating communists like Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. Makes even more sense now when you got, when you see this Marina Abramovich with Lady Gaga and some of these other big entertainers. Check this out, because it's going to blow your mind.
Best close friend, Crowleyan Satanist Marina Abramovich, was catapulted to infamy as one of the subjects of the most bizarre of the WikiLeaks revelations. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, and the highest echelons of government to Satanist organizer Aleister Crowley and his satanic sex magic cult. Abramovich, quite like Gaga, likes to dress up like a witch and to adorn herself with goat's heads and devil horns and all sorts of satanic symbolism. Gaga's close friend Abramovich said, quote, "My mother dressed me as a devil when I was 4 years old for a party. I have no idea why she dressed me as a devil. I think to mark my life," end quote. According to WikiLeaks, Abramovich invited Hillary's campaign chairman, John Podesta, to her home for a satanic spirit cooking dinner as though it was a routine practice. This gives us incredible insight into the satanic practices of the political elite at the highest echelons of government. Some of WikiLeaks' statements regarding the revelation stated, quote, "Tony Podesta by day, mild-mannered foreign agent for Saudi Arabia, by night, spirit cooker." Or, "The Podesta's spirit cooking dinner? It's not what you think. It's blood, sperm, breast milk, but mostly blood." And yet another WikiLeaks, quote, 2015, by Abramovich to John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, Gaga's close friend Abramovich wrote, quote, "I am so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to let me know if your brother is joining? All my love, Marina." Tony Podesta forwarded the email to his brother John Podesta asking, quote, "Are you in New York City Thursday, July 9th? Marina wants you to come to dinner," end quote. What is John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman at the time and a high-ranking member of the DNC, doing hanging out with Satanists and being invited to their rituals? You can't.
I'm going to stop it there because it just goes on and on, but I just wanted to bring y'all a clip of it. I'm going to leave the link to this video in the description, all right? But it's like I said, it gets wild, okay? These folks are dark, man. They're not who they pretend to be. They don't believe in Christianity. Matter of fact, it's come out that the Biden administration went after Christians, especially Catholics, labeled them domestic T-words, rhymes with Marist. You already know. So, you know, right now, President Trump is the only politician only presidential candidate that was talking about God. And on the Republican side, near J.D. Vance, we have a list of believers. On that Democrat side, they kicked out people saying Christ is king, and they put on things mocking the Last Supper, like we saw at the Olympics and whatnot. So I believe this is just the beginning of the shoe dropping on the Democrat Party and this Diddy trial, because I know the fact that he name dropped Hakeem Jeffries and has agreed to do a deposition after staying quiet and everybody abandoning him, it's on and popping now. So we got to sit back, grab the popcorn, and watch. This is reported by Joe S. Pure.
All righty, here, it's an interesting thing that, again, let me ask you, have you ever heard any of this at NBC, ABC, CBS? Now, remember, right now, we have a lot of conservative media out there. We have a lot, you know, like what you just heard with over the internet. And but when, for many, many years, we were like a lone voice. I mean, we were the only ones that were coming out and bringing you, starting with the Bible, with God's Word, the Bible, for many years out there. So we were the target of the dark, the satanic forces out there. Their fear. What if this spreads? What if, you have more programs like this, you know, and of course now we do have them, okay?
Thank God.
And we want to praise the good Lord for that. Mm-hmm. I remember for many, many years, we were the only pro-life voice in Ohio on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And then until Molly Smith came along with her program. But for many years, we were the only. And so now, this is why we really need the support of the folks out there all of these years. Remember, the difference is we never took on sponsors, because what would happen, MoveOn.org and already put out looking for our sponsors. They were actually sending letters to the station wanting to know who sponsored our program. Mm. They wanted to target anyone. Now, we do have a number of people that own companies, corporations, that they sponsor us, okay? They don't sponsor us. They support us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that. But, see, nobody here in this ministry we don't take a salary. We never do. We're not motivated by money. The cause is a righteous cause, mm-hmm. and that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing it for the right reason. Yeah, I could be very wealthy. I could have, if I wanted to, you know, every now and then we play the game there to pretend like we're the prosperity preachers.
Mm.
But we can't do it because it would be, you know, we approach God's work with fear and trembling. You know, we are sold out 110%, and we're sold out to truth.
Yeah.
And so this is, folks, why, again, you're not going to hear the prosperity preaching. We're not going to promise you that if you support us, then you're going to get it back 100-fold. The Bible does teach that, you know, that if you support the Lord, support his work, mm-hmm. then the windows of heaven will be opened. And now, those blessings come in many ways. They're not always material. Often they're spiritual blessings, which are better. So, anyhow, folks, we definitely need to hear from you. 888-281-1110, credit card line, or 888-677-9673. All right. We have Pastor Hal has pledged 100. Thank you, Pastor Hal. Harry in Massachusetts has pledged 25. Joyce in Ohio has pledged 500. Thank you, Joyce. Okay.
My buddy Pastor Hal. I'm gonna match Pastor Hal for 100.
There you go. And so can we get a match to Randy too? One for Hal and one for Randy. Okay, we need you folks out there. And don't forget to match Edna in Massachusetts for 1,000. And so we definitely could use that for sure.
That's right.
All right, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We were talking about the you know, the Christian, the anti-Christian attitude, which we have in this country right now today, is growing all the time. This is why we have to be really salt and light. This is why, you know, we got to go after it. This is when we were reading Apostle Paul there in Acts 23. Paul knew when he was going to Rome that he was going to be martyred. He knew that, okay? And he knew that, as he tells you there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that he ran a good race, he fought a good fight. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And now he was going, no, that was chapter 3, I'm sorry, but and then he was going to receive his crowns.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we do here. We believe that's what we have to do. We have to run a good race.
Yeah.
And when this, these prissy preachers over the years, you know, they've wanted to just, you know, compromise. You know, don't speak out. Don't stand up against a corrupt government.
Mm-hmm.
That horrible, horrible sin of abortion. The only reason that we've got over 100 million dead babies in this country is because the pastors did not have the courage.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have the courage to stand up and do what they should have done. They did not have the courage to march on Washington, D.C. They should have. They should have put that court that of night of 73 on trial for treason, mm-hmm. okay, against God and countrymen. But they failed, okay. Now, a lot of them stayed in their comfort zone, and it's going to cost them. They have all of eternity. Those that are saved, all of eternity, to wish that they had, to regret that they didn't run to the battle. Folks out there, you're listening to us out there tonight. God has raised you up for such a time as this, and that is to run to the battle.
Mm-hmm.
To run to the battle. Okay. Again, if you run to the battle and you carry the Christian flag with you there, you'll have all of eternity to know that when the time, when it was called,
mm-hmm.
when the Lord said, "Who will fight on the Lord's side?" You were there. When the Lord said, "Who should I send?" You were there. You'll have all of eternity to be glad that you did the right thing. Those of you that don't have the courage right now, there are people who say, "Well, Trump's in office, so everything's going to be okay. I can sit back on my laurels." Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. no,
mm-hmm.
It's just exactly the opposite. The death culture, the Antichrist world system right now, they're that's why they call it Trump derangement syndrome. Now they've mm-hmm. got Musk derangement syndrome and all of the other derangement syndromes out there. But now is the time, folks. It's way past time for you to run to this battle. Let's take our country back. Listen. There's over 300,000 missing children, and those children are depending upon you. This is why we have this radio program here. Because, again, God has raised us up for this very thing. You won't hear any of this. Do you ever hear any of this on NBC, ABC, or CBS? One word about the missing children?
Oh, no.
Never. Okay. No. And so, again, have you ever heard on any of those stations any commentary about the Clinton body count?
No, they have a righteous derangement syndrome.
Absolutely. And so, right now, the government was illegally run for 4 years. President Trump vows to probe into the Biden auto pen. President Donald Trump on Tuesday vowed an investigation into the Biden administration's use of the auto pen, the electric presidential signature devices. He said this government was illegally run for 4 years. As Trump appeared in the U.S. Capitol to rally support for his big, beautiful bill to lower taxes, Trump discussed at length the problems created by mentally incapacitated Biden. You know, Biden had admitted to several people when they asked him about this bill that I never signed that bill.
Hmm.
I didn't know anything about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now here we're going to start looking into this whole thing. Who signed this legislation? Trump again. Biden was out of the country. He wasn't even in the country when they pardoned 15,000 people.
Mm.
And so, no, it was 1,500. I think it was 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Biden wasn't even in. Now, how could he pardon those people? I mean, he wasn't the one that was working the auto pen. He wasn't there in charge, was he?
No.
Okay. So how much do you think it cost people like Fauci and that, you know, because they didn't give him. The Biden crime family didn't do anything for nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Now, Fauci, this guy Fauci, boy, he, Dr. Mengele, and you know, on steroids.
Yeah.
Who signed the legislation opening our border? I don't think he knew. I said, there's nobody that I could want an open border. Nobody that could want an open border. Nobody. And now I find out that it wasn't him. He auto-penned it. Now, Biden was told that the border was secure. He argued the border is secure. Mariokas had that laugh. He's another one.
Mm-hmm.
That is a war criminal. Mariokas is a war criminal, okay? He had that laugh. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, he made out very, very well with the trafficking of those children. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, folks, this is why we're here. Randy pledges 100. Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
He pledged 100.
Maybe we got another Randy out there to match me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if we have another Randy out there anywhere, if you're handy, pledge 100.
That's right.
Okay. And if you have any out there, any more Ednas to match Edna in Massachusetts, 1,000. We could use that match. Or we could, Joyce's in Ohio here for 500. We could use that match.
All right.
There.
Yeah.
And so, again, we have about 34 minutes left tonight. We'll be here all the way up to midnight, even though we go off the air a little bit before midnight. But we'll be here. Now, he goes on to say, who was operating the auto pen? Who was it? This is a very serious thing. We had a president that didn't sign anything, and he auto-penned everything. He opened the borders to go to the United States. He opened the borders, go the United States. This is really a misprint here. And I kept saying, who would do such a thing, allowing criminals to pour in from all over the world, not just South America? They came in from Africa. They came in from Asia. They came in from the Congo, the prisons in the Congo and Africa. These are rough, rough people. These prisons from the Congo are empty. You know where they are? They're right here in this country. Now, Biden, you know, we were blaming Biden. Maybe Biden had knew nothing about being brought in here, flying in the middle of the night, thousands and thousands and thousands of criminals, okay? We're talking about drug dealers. We're talking about murderers. They had over 1,400 known convicted murderers that were brought in here, okay? Even Biden, I don't think, is that stupid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would do something like that? Tell me. People that hate America, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so here, he opened the borders to go to the United States. Who would sign this? Nobody would sign it. No sane person would sign such a thing. You know who signed it? Radical left lunatics that were running our country, and the auto pen signed it. And they didn't want him, Biden, and they were disappointed in getting him because they wanted Bernie Sanders. And then after about 2 weeks, they said, wait a minute, this is a gift. He'll do anything. We're going to use the auto pen. And they used the auto pen on everything. He didn't approve this stuff because when Joe Biden was with it, he never would have approved it. You take a look. He never approved open borders. Oh, yeah, I remember Biden talking about and Hillary about how, and Nancy Pelosi, about how important it was to keep our borders closed and immigration. And I remember Biden. Of course, he changed a lot of things. So, all righty. 888-677-9673. Phone lines are open at 888-281-1110. We'll be back right after this. Truly theirs, God's heaven. Some go there when they die. Hell burns below us. To deny it is to lie.
Go warn all the people. Repeat now what I say. Truly, there's King Jesus. He died for me and you. It's him I'll live and die for. It's something I must do. Go warn all the people. My words are oh so true. There are so many schemers. Just look what they have done. They want to see you suffer. The liquid fire is no fun. Imagine no abortion. No more killing in our land. No more godless, selfish people. The salvation of all men. Truly all God's people. Enjoying peace in the land. Believe me, I'm no schemer. I trust in God, the Son. I hope that you're a believer. This here song is over and done.
All righty, we're back. And we have... we have Pastor Hal, right? Or do we lose him? Or do we just drop Pastor Hal? Well, there he is. Are you there, Pastor Hal?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thanks for coming on. Okay. Well, we have a lot going. We have approximately about 25 minutes left tonight. And so we have. I'm going to ask you in a little while here to give us a closing prayer or an invitation.
Okay.
But... treated like dangerous contraband, school launches war against a girl's Bible verses. It's what we were talking about earlier about it's coming here. Our neighbors to the north in Canada, they're already their religious freedoms, much less than ours. I mean, but you have a lot of good, strong patriots there in Canada who are standing up and pushing back, as they should. But a school district has launched a war against slips of paper containing Bible verses that a student brought to share with classmates during a non-instructional time. And it could end up facing court time for his choices, and I hope it does, and I got a good feeling it's going to, because it is the American Center for Law and Justice, and a report by Executive Director Jordan Sekulow that profiled the situation involving an unidentified student attending a school in Killeen, Texas. And so the school's district actions amount to unlawful suppression of religious speech, and concerns over parental complaints are not sufficient grounds to override constitutional protections. The ACLJ intends to ensure that Killeen ISD is held accountable for what we described as clear-cut religious viewpoint discrimination. Killeen ISD has until May 22nd to respond to our demand, or we will proceed with legal action, the report said. The situation developed when a client, a fifth grader with special needs, brought handwritten Bible verses with her. They were confiscated, first by a principal, and then by a second time by a teacher, and treated like dangerous contraband, Bible verses. That's what they did to that lady in the Air Force. They took her Bible verses away as contraband.
Okay? Wow.
The report said, she was heartbroken, confused, and in tears. The ACLJ has taken action on her behalf. The girl wanted to share her faith and to spread a message of hope and encouragement. So she hand-wrote Bible verses on slips of paper. She offered one to her principal, who immediately confiscated all the verses, the ACLJ reported. While confiscating her Bible verses, the principal misled our client into thinking that they would personally share the verses with others who might be having a bad day. Instead, the principal confiscated the verses and simply refused to return them until the next day, the report said. The next day, the student tried to give a verse to her teacher, only to be told to stop it. The student's mother had explained to school officials that her daughter had a constitutional right to distribute religious literature and share her joy and faith during non-class time. Mm. There you go.
Wow.
So, all righty. What do you here's another one, Randy. This is a good one for you to do.
Okay. I've got this one too. It says he went there. Trump posts a video compilation of mysterious Clinton body count. President Trump or it says Trump posted a video titled "The Video Hillary Clinton Does Not Want You to See" that documented just some of the mysterious suicides linked to the Clinton crime family. The video touched on the deaths of John F. Kennedy Jr., DNC staffer Seth Rich, Clinton White House counsel Vince Foster, Clinton White House intern Mary Mahoney, and others connected to the Clintons. In July 1999, the Clintons' Senate rival and front runner for New York Senate seat, John F. Kennedy Jr., died in a plane crash. Mary Mahoney was a Clinton White House intern who could have been a star witness at the Clinton impeachment trials. She was executed at a D.C. Starbucks in July of 1997. In July 1993, White House counsel Vince Foster was found dead of an apparent suicide in Fort Marcy Park off the George Washington Parkway in Virginia. In 1998, James McDougal, a key witness for the White House prosecutors and financial partners with Bill and Hillary Clinton that led to the Whitewater scandal, died of cardiac arrest at the Federal Correctional Facility in Fort Worth, Texas, just before he was supposed to testify. In 2015, Clinton White House executive chef Walter Shebe died of an accidental drowning after he went on a hike on a trail in Taos, New Mexico. It says Shebe's body was found submerged in a mountain drainage flowing with surface runoff. And then in 2016, DNC staffer Seth Rich was shot and killed in D.C. while he was walking home from a bar. It is believed that Seth Rich was the source of Hillary Clinton DNC leaked emails published by WikiLeaks. The Clinton DNC emails published by WikiLeaks greatly damaged Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign.
There you go. Now, we played that clip that you're talking about here yesterday, I believe it was. And it was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday we played that clip. So, now, remember, what radio ministry was the very first in reporting all of this stuff? Right here. You're sitting here. Mm-hmm. We were back in 1990, all of this stuff when it was taking place.
Wow.
Before Clinton ever got to the White House, when he was still governor, we mm-hmm. were already telling you about this guy. We knew he was going, okay?
Mm.
And all of this, that we were the very first to report on a whole lot of these things out there, especially Vince Foster's murder, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, Vince Foster and Hillary, this is why you know, betrayal. You know, to us, betrayal is repulsive. It's, you know, we don't believe in betrayal. But to the Democrats, to these people, because you're talking about a very dark, sinister, group of people.
Yeah.
Betrayal is something that they embrace. And Hillary and Vince Foster were having an affair for a long time. They were carrying on, and they didn't even hide it. They did it in front of people, okay? Mm-hmm. And so Roger Perry and Larry Patterson, who were two bodyguards of the Clintons, they told me that they would have to stand outside of the out of Flowerwood. It was a house owned by Bill Clinton's mother. And they told me that they would have to stand outside of a big picture window where Hillary was in there on the couch with Vince Foster, and it was like she was getting off on doing that, you know, why they had to, you know, stand there and watch them. And so,
wow.
Anyhow, we're coming up until that time. What do you have to say about any of that, Pastor Hal?
It's a spiritual battle, that's for sure. I think with that tape you played, that was an excellent tape. It shows the direct link between Satanism, the Satanic Church, the Democrat Party in Hollywood. I mean, it names some key people. It ought to wake up everybody that has any doubts about who's really running the Democrat Party. It's Satan himself.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, behind that is to divide and conquer, to divide the people of the country. And they've done that. And people say, well, now you're doing that right now. Well, no, what we're doing is we're the watchman on the wall. We're warning you out there, and we're warning Democrats to come out of there, okay? To come out of that. That party is a party of Satan, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's run, you know, Satanism is, again, the growing number one growing religion within the Democratic Party. Witchcraft is, you know, it's, again, it's flush with witchcraft, so.
Yeah.
People need to know that on the other side of that, you know, here President Donald Trump signed legislation backed by his wife aimed at protecting young people from revenge porn. Big thing, very important, so horrible it takes place. The president said at the Monday bill signing ceremony at the Rose Garden, this would be the first ever federal law to combat the distribution of explicit imagery without subsex consent. They can do this, okay, today, you know, they could take your head and put it on a naked woman's body.
Yeah.
And, boy, I could just see your head on a naked woman's body with a beard. They're doing that to these young girls. This is what they're doing. And they're threatening them. You're going to do what I say, or this is going to go out all over the Internet, okay? Mm-hmm. The House of Representatives on April 28th approved the bill, revenge porn, by a 409-2 vote. Wow, you don't see that happen very often. I can't believe that the Democrats voted for it. After it passed in the Senate unanimously in February, in a powerful showing of bipartisan support for legislation backed by First Lady Melania Trump, revenge porn is the malicious distribution of sexual images of a victim. The Take It Down Act would impose legal penalties for creating deep fake artificial intelligence created pornography using a victim's image and requiring social media and other websites to remove such images within 48 hours of receiving notice from the victim. And with the rise of AI images generation, countless women have been harassed with deep fakes and other explicit images distributed against their will. Trump said, this is horribly wrong and is very abusive situation, like in some cases people have never seen before. Today we're making it totally illegal. You know what else, you know, concerns people like us in the radio is now through AI they can imitate our voices. Mm-hmm. And with the ability to cut in, you know, even on a live broadcast, And all of a sudden, people are hearing what this, you know, they think they're hearing me or they think they're hearing you. And they're not. They're hearing the wickedness of a Democrat out there, okay, a Satanist. And that's the days we're living in. So, folks, this is why it's very, very, very important, okay, that, you know, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
That you be very discerning. We're going to be here right up until midnight. Pastor Hal, would you like to go ahead and give an invitation? You have about 8 minutes.
Yeah, okay, good. You know, I was reading in Revelation 18:4. It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. That means no Christian should be a part of this wicked Democrat Party. You've got to realize that the Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party your parents belong to and their parents before them. This thing has been completely taken over a period of time by the Satanic Church. And everything they've done, that's why it makes sense, everything that they've done has been to destroy this country, strip it of its integrity in the eyes of the entire world. But I'm going to get right to the heart of, you know, how to avoid hell and get to heaven, because God made an outline there. He has a simple plan of salvation, and this is basically it. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. In other words, you want to go to heaven when you die, if you have any sense at all. Well, there's God's way and there's your way. And if your way, you know, it's, you know, people have a tendency to follow what seems good to them, what's good in their eyes. But the Bible has a way, and it's what God says. God says there's only one way. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. He was allowed to transfer every rotten sin you've ever done in your life in thought, word, and deed, and put it on his son and then nail it to the cross. You see, God's a God of perfect righteousness. God said sin has to be paid for. There's no getting around it, no matter how much he loves you. But God's love entered into it, and he allowed Jesus Christ to pay that righteous payment in your place and mine. But that payment don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. It's only when you come to Jesus Christ and repent of your sins, which means admit to God that without Christ, we're all a bunch of dirty, rotten sinners on our road to hell. But when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, he'll come in, take his precious blood, and wash every sin away and make you a new creature in Christ through the Holy Spirit. And so Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And in John chapter 3, it says that you're born again by the Spirit of God. So when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, he comes in, washes your sins away, and at that very moment, his Holy Spirit gives you a spiritual birth into the family of God that will last forever, and your worst enemy can't take it away from you. And, you know, one time I talked to a guy that said that he got excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church because he followed the Bible way of salvation and turned his back on their way. And I said, well, getting excommunicated from somebody that's not preaching the Bible is the best thing that ever happened to you. You've got to turn your back on every false way of getting to heaven, which usually comes down to works of one kind or another, and trust Jesus and what he did for you. That way we're going to be giving Jesus Christ all the praise in heaven for us getting there. Now, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Saved means your soul saved from hell. It's a gift, free gift. You can't do nothing to add to it. All you can do is decide whether you, by faith, you're going to receive it or whether you're going to turn your back on it and try and get there some other way, which is committing suicide where your soul is concerned. My job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. If you believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross and shed his blood to save his soul, and you want to receive that payment, if you got any sense you want to receive it now, not put it off, don't play Russian roulette where your soul is concerned, because the devil will win when you play games with salvation. God is offering you salvation right now, and it might be the only time or the last time you ever get that chance. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now, Revelation 3:20. If you want to receive him, pray a prayer with me, is Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." To call means to pray. So what do you say we say a simple prayer together? I'll lead you a few words at a time if you'd like, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God, because only you can open up that door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in. And right now, he's knocking at the door of your heart. He can force his way in, but he's not going to make you go to heaven. If you want to go to hell, it's up to you. But I would open up that door and ask him to come into my heart, being sorry about the fact I'm a sinner. So let's pray. Dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your precious blood to wash away my sins and to save my soul from hell. And Lord, I here and now ask you to come into my heart. I open the door of my heart to you, Lord. I ask you to come into my heart and give to me personally that payment you paid for me on that cross almost 2,000 years ago, washing away my sins and making me a new creature in Christ. Right now, tonight, God, give me that eternal life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And God, folks, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." That's God's making you a promise there. When you receive Jesus as your Savior, you can know, not think, wish it, or hope for it, but know from that point on, you have, that's present tense, eternal life. How do you know? Because God said so, and God cannot lie. Go ahead, either Randall or Pastor.
Hey, man, I'm thankful, and I look at Ephesians and where it says that that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. So it is such a blessing to be able to be able to see and hear God, as the word says, "No man can come unto me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." So for people to hear that message tonight, for their eyes to be open, for their ears to be open, you just don't know what a miracle that is, because there are so many people that cannot hear and they cannot see.
Well, absolutely. And how many times have you, you know, you've witnessed to people and you looked and you see their eyes kind of glass over. It's like, you know, you're talking to them and they're looking right at you, but mm-hmm. their minds, I remember a place, we used to have a fellow that used to come to church, and when you were singing the hymns, man, he was singing. He'd get up and sing. As soon as the preacher would start preaching, he would fall asleep right there in the pews. Now, I wasn't a pastor at that time. I was there. I'd have woke him up, okay? But he would fall right asleep. We're out of time for tonight, so as we get to this time, I want to thank all of you out there for being there. We're going to be for till midnight. You can call. We need to hear from you. We really do.
The Lord hath need.
So we say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
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 Fight. The Lord hath need.
Come on, fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.